If you've been looking for a comprehensive Bible school curriculum that explores redemptive realities in Jesus Christ, grounded in the Word of God, look no further. The goal of this podcast is to spread the life-transforming Word of God throughout the world, for the equipping of the saints, to do the work of the ministry, and to build up the body of Christ in what Jesus has accomplished for us through His death, burial, resurrection, and seating at the right hand of God the Father. There's such an untapped potential for Christians to enter into their glorious inheritance in Jesus Christ. Together, we will discover what Jesus has done for us by providing such a great salvation and how to appropriate the promises of God in our lives. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 31, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each podcast season will cover one of the books that I have compiled over the years. You can find a complete listing of my Christian education material on my website at www.wordinspired.com. You're welcome to download these ebooks for free in PDF format for your own personal or ministry use. So let's explore these biblical truths and principles together that will absolutely transform our lives. God bless. Welcome to the Gospel series, The Discourses of Jesus, Disowning the Lord, referenced in Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 to 42, Luke 12, verse 8 through 12, and verse 49 to 53. The theme, remaining faithful to the Lord without yielding to the fear of man, especially from family. The context, his disciples are sent two by two ahead of him and prepared to meet persecution. Matthew chapter 10, verse 32. Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward. The Declaration of Water Baptism. When we come to Jesus and confess him as our Lord and Savior, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 9 through 13, this may have been done in a private setting, or around other encouraging Christians. Our faith in Jesus is put to the test when we make a public declaration through water baptism. Matthew chapter 3, verse 6, chapter 28, verse 19, Mark chapter 16, verse 16. In a not too distant past, water baptisms were done publicly in rivers, lakes, and oceans. It could not be hidden, and from that moment on, a person was identified as a Christian. So water baptism is a witness to the world that we are sold out, devoted followers of Jesus. It is the initial means of acknowledging Jesus as our Lord before people at whatever cost. In Bible times, this was dangerous and paved the way for persecution and even death. Luke 7:30, "But the Pharisees and experts in the law rejected God's purpose for themselves because they had not been baptized by John." We are admonished in Scripture not to be ashamed of Jesus and his word, in Romans 1:16, Philippians 1:20, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 12, 1 Peter 4:16. If we live out our Christian faith in secret, ashamed and afraid, we are in fact passively disowning Jesus. The Lord tells us to let our light shine and be the salt of the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 through 16. Fear of man. Galatians 1:10. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. A great lesson to be learned here is about the fear of man. It's a snare to the soul. According to Proverbs 29:25, it states, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." Fear of what other people might think or do has kept many from the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 to 38, Luke chapter 9, verse 23 to 26. The threat of losing one's prestige, position, or rank, or perhaps fear of bodily harm, Satan uses intimidation and bullying techniques to cause people to shrink back. Unfortunately, that is why persecution is so effective. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 to 39, John chapter 12, verse 42. Yet at the same time, many even among the leaders believed in Jesus, but because of the Pharisees, they would not confess their faith for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise from God. Luke 12, verse 4. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more, but I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after killing of the body has power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. When we come to the Lord, it's a total abandonment of our reputation and what others might think of us. To be a follower of Jesus is an all or nothing proposition. Some countries, that means martyrdom. The sinful woman in Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 50, represents the truly sold out, repentant seeker of Jesus. She knew Jesus was a controversial figure, but was unashamed to acknowledge him. Like the song says, I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Luke chapter 12, verse 8. I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. But whoever disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels of God. Now there is a godly fear that the Bible talks about. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Proverbs 8:13, Romans chapter 12, verse 9 through 10. We are talking about a reverential awe, respect, love, and devotion for the Lord. We serve an awesome God. Daniel 7, verse 9 through 10. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 25 to chapter 2, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 8. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 to 29. You know, if we're honest, we have all disowned the Lord in some fashion or another during our Christian walk. The crucial factor is what we do after we have been unfaithful to Him. We can either run to Him or from Him. Genesis 3:10, James 4:8. Remember how Peter, when under pressure, disowned the Lord three times in Matthew 26, verse 31 to 35, and verse 69 to 75? Later on, however, he repented and was restored by the Lord. Mark 16, verse 7, Luke 22, verse 31 to 32, John 21, verse 1 through 19. Jesus warned him ahead of time to pray in order not to fall into temptation in Matthew 26, verse 37 to 46. Judas had betrayed Jesus as well, yet he was not restored because of his own free will. Matthew 26, verse 20 to 25, chapter 27, verse 1 through 10, John 6, verse 70, chapter 13, verse 10 through 11, and verse 21 to 30, Acts chapter 1, verse 15 to 20. It is a serious thing to disown the Lord from the heart, as Judas did. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. Rejection from men. No one wants to be rejected or scorned by others. It's particularly painful when it comes from family and friends, but this is the price we must pay sometimes to follow Jesus when forced to make a choice. This reminds me of a story by a missionary friend who described a young woman in a Muslim country who had accepted the Lord. She was old enough and wanted to leave home to be trained in a Bible school, but was severely beaten by her family. This is not an uncommon thing to happen. When faced with such intense opposition, in the natural, it seems so impossible to serve God. His grace and power is more than sufficient. Romans 5, verse 20 to 21, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 through 10, 2 Timothy 2, 8. Anything esteemed above Jesus is considered an idol. Our God is jealous for us. Exodus chapter 34, verse 14, Deuteronomy 32, verse 21, 2 Corinthians 11, 2. To love and be devoted to the things of this world is sin, according to James chapter 4, verse 1 through 10, 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. In fact, Jesus specifically points out family members rejecting our faith in Him is due to the reality of how common it was back then and is still today. If it does come down to choosing Jesus over family, the Lord promised that we would have a spiritual family to love and support us. Mark chapter 10, verse 29 to 31, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 through 2, Galatians 6:10, Ephesians 3:15. Sometimes when a spouse gets saved, the unbelieving spouse will leave, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 12 through 16. We're not bound in such situations. Oftentimes with Christians, their relationship with the family of God is closer than kin. Thank God if immediate family are already Christians, but even if they are not, no problem. Proverbs 18:24, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. As Christians, we are not to abandon our unsaved family members. We should continue to pray for them and be a blessing to them in any way possible. We just need to remember to put Jesus first above all things and above all people. In the parable of the sheep and the goats, Jesus had made a pointed remark that the manner in which we treat other believers is a direct reflection of how we are treating Him in Matthew 25, verse 40. In John 13, 20, I tell you the truth, Jesus said, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me. The Lord is more than able to defend and protect us from evil. 2 Timothy 4, verse 16 to 18, Acts 12, verse 21 to 23, Romans 12, verse 17 to 21, chapter 16, verse 20, Revelation chapter 2, verse 16, and chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is faithful to pay back those who have persecuted His church, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5 through 10, and Revelation 18, 20. Consider Saul of Tarsus, who later became Paul, and the threat Jesus made to him to stop persecuting his church or else in Acts 26 verse 14. Don't ever forget this one thing. Our lives are sacred to the Lord, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 to 17. It really matters how we treat other Christians. It can cost us dearly. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 27 to 34. God bless. I highly encourage you to continue listening to the Word of Life Study Series podcast and encourage your friends to tune in as well. The scriptures encourage us in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, to receive the message with great eagerness and to examine the scriptures every day in order to confirm the truth that you're hearing. God's Word is our final authority for all matters that pertain to life and godliness. I'd like to close this episode by praying over you according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which He has called you, the riches of His glorious inheritance in the saints, and His incomparable great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of His mighty strength which He exerted in Christ when God raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His own right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. And in chapter 2, verse 6, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Be blessed. and see you soon.